Has anyone here ever done that experiment where you use an eyedropper to squeeze little drops of water onto a coin and see how many drops you can fit? Anyone done this? Okay, great. The 9 a.m. service looked at me like I was bananas. Okay. So you watch it really closely, right? One by one, you watch each drop fall. You're counting the drops, waiting to see when the water will spill off. If you've done this, like me, you may always be surprised by how many drops you can actually fit on that small little head of a nickel or a penny or even a dime. It's more than you'd expect. The special hydrogen bonds between water molecules help them to hold so strongly together that they become one water. The drops clinging to each other, so determined to not let another drop fall off the coin. Leave no drop behind. It's this property of water, those hydrogen bonds, that are a part of why I love picturing our story that we just heard this morning. We've got Higgins, the drop with the dream, and he jumps into the bucket. Then another drop does the same, then another. But if we look inside this bucket, we don't see the bucket filling with individual drops. If we looked inside this bucket, we would see what? We'd see a puddle gathering at the bottom of the bucket. We would see one water. You can't see where one drop ends and another drop begins, because all of these drops are using those hydrogen bonds to hug each other so closely. How easy it has been for all of us just to feel like individual drops in a bucket during these past 19 months, right? Safety precautions and anxiety have diluted our waters, making it harder to feel those bonds between us as potently as we used to. And all of us here know that this invitation back to the building this morning, unfortunately, does not mean the end of the pandemic or that the pandemic is behind us. But I will say, today, as bodies together gather in this room and bodies gather around screens at the same time joining us online, it is a beautiful reminder that we are one water. We're not simply individual drops in the bucket. And with the breeze of our faith guiding us, our community is one that gives life. And as we gather for our annual water mingling ritual this year after our service, it is important to honor the fact that we are not the same as we once were. Things look a little different than they've looked before. Things feel a little different than they've felt before. Or for those of us joining us for the first time, welcome newcomers, everything is brand new. So in that way, water actually becomes our best teacher. Because you see, another cool thing about water, all water, is that at the same time, it is always old and always new. Water doesn't simply get created. The water that we drink, the water we bathe in, the water we swim in, the water that makes up 70% of our bodies, that water's been here a super long time. Been filtered through every part of history, through streams, through plants, through animals, through vapor, through clouds, through faucets. Experts tell us that there are molecules of water that are even older than the sun. But at the same time, water is always new. Different drops of water moving and flowing and mixing with other drops they haven't met before, becoming new waters. I mean, what is it they say? You never step in the same river twice, right? The same goes for us in community together. We are always old and always new. Always old, carrying with us our communities, memories, our rich histories, our rituals, and always new, changing and moving and becoming. Let us embrace this old and this new together as we combine our waters after this service and find our way forward together. May it be so. And amen.
I love that story. It's a true story. It's the story of the water mingling. And I am grateful to those women who carved a path for me, for Reverend Leah, for Allie, for the over 50% of Unitarian Universalist ministers who are women. And at that first water mingling, they sang, "I'm Coming Home," which we will sing together in a little while. And I am so grateful that we also have our beautiful, special fellowship water mingling song that we sing each year, thanks to Doug Wheeler. In the same way that all waters are connected to each other, so we are also connected as Unitarian Universalists around the country and even the world as we celebrate this water mingling ritual today. Now, if you grew up in another tradition, you might find the idea of rituals powerfully meaningful, or maybe the opposite, empty. If you grew up in no tradition, you might wonder what the heck these embodied practices are all about. If you were raised as a Unitarian Universalist, you will feel the familiarity of this ritual in your bones. This year, we are embarking on a theme of rediscovering ourselves, our community, our faith, our values, and so much more after the last 18, 19 months of pandemic stress and chaos that unfortunately is continuing now and into the future. Rituals like mingling of the waters help us to rediscover our place in the interconnected web of all existence as we ponder the waters of our ancestors. The waters that sustained our families of origin and our current home. Where did you grow up? What body of water was nearby? I grew up relatively near the Trinity River in Texas. I spent a few years enjoying the mighty Mississippi in Memphis, Tennessee. Later, I remember a funny exchange with a colleague at a gathering out west, where they were all talking about the bay. And I said, "Which bay?" Having lived on the Maryland coast for years at that point, they all looked at me as if I was new to the planet Earth. "There's only one bay," they said, inferring that the San Francisco Bay was the only one worth talking about, which my Chesapeake heart indignantly scoffed at. Now I am near the Fox River and Lake Butamort and another bay, the Green Bay, and I rediscover that the waters that continue to connect me to the earth, to place, and to the indigenous people who came before me. Rituals like mingling of the waters help us rediscover our fellowship home. As we pour our waters, we honor the many places that the waters came from, even as we do so now silently. We honor the diversity among us in age, and I just want to point out our children out that window over there, which just makes my heart happy. The diversity in age and life stage, race, class, ability to travel, physical ability or disability, and of course, the diversity in our theologies. Like the waters, we mingle together and we enrich each other through our presence, through our connections, both in person and online. If you didn't bring your water today, that is fine. We have plenty of water out there, and those of you who are joining us on Zoom can mingle your water anytime today or tomorrow. Rituals like mingling of the waters help us rediscover our Unitarian Universalist faith tradition. We are not alone in this ritual practice. We are joined by our UU siblings around the country and around the world today. And one thing I love about water communion, water mingling, unlike flower communion, which takes place for us in early June, but for congregations around the country might take place as early as April, because that's when flowers bloom. Water mingling always happens in mid-September, and it always symbolizes the regathering, the way the women gathered using this ritual 40 years ago, as shared in the story that we heard a few moments ago. As Unitarian Universalists, we sometimes struggle to articulate our theology or agree with each other in words about what is most meaningful, but sometimes ritual can transcend all of that. And this morning, we invite you to take time for this ritual practice, pouring your water outside after this service or anytime today or tomorrow, and to contemplate as you pour what you need to rediscover this coming year. And then we will take the water, as we do each autumn. We will clean it so that it can be used in other rituals, child dedications, wedding ring blessings, ash scattering ceremonies, and more. We also invite you, as you pour your water, to take from the water like the women did 40 years ago, to dip your fingers in and take some of it home to reclaim it for yourself. These waters connect us powerfully to each other, both in spirit and in practice. Amen. And may it be so.